Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Brian Smith, head coach of the Pella bowling teams, as we are talking through about two-thirds of the way of the season. We're still a few weeks away from both conference and the state qualifier that will immediately follow. And obviously, in the terms of a season, especially one where you split up over winter break, there have been some ups. I'm sure there have been some downs and all between. First of all, give our listeners an overview about your thoughts about the boys and girls team and the progress they've made, knowing you've had some school records continuing to be broken every now and again. In different formats with a lot of different athletes contributing to those?
Yeah, great question, Andrew. Honestly, we've had a lot of contributions on both the boys and girls teams from a lot of different kids. On the boys' side, Carter Failer and Alex Bajara have led our team with both of them have averages just over 210. Xander Becky has been a huge part of the team. Jack Weaver is kind of a senior leader at the program, and he's averaging really well for us. And we just had some good scores from a lot of kids. The same has been the case with the girls' side. I feel like every match, one of the girls or two of the girls really step up and take the lead. And you don't know who it is, who it's going to be every match. So, we've had great showings from McKenna Salvador and Xavier Walker, and Aurora Rankin's one of our freshmen, and she's just really stepped up over the last couple of weeks with some great scores. So we're just in really good shape. Both teams are 4-3 so far and on the season, and we're just in a really good position as we close out the rest of this regular season.
Well, and we'll start talking a little bit here more in depth about the boys team. And while you mentioned kind of your two leaders in Alex and in Carter, at your most recent match against Gilbert, you actually had two others that were leading as well. And how exciting is that, knowing that if your two top bowlers can really put together a really nice day, that if that next kind of rotation through can also add their scores and get into that upper 300, low 400 range, that gives you a chance to make some noise with the postseason meets coming up.
It really does, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because we had that was a day that Carter and Alex struggled a little bit. They didn't shoot normally what they might, but Xander had a nice series, had a 223 game in there, and Caden Vanderwall, we just moved him up. He's pulled a little bit for us on varsity. He's kind of split time on varsity and JV, and we gave him an opportunity to step back up into varsity, and he made the most of it. He had a 391 series. I think that was second high on the team that day. He just really let loose, and he's throwing the ball so well right now. His spear shooting has improved. And Xander is so capable of putting up those big numbers. And so we know he's got a lot of ability there. And then, Jack's in there averaging about one set 60, somewhere around there. So we've got guys who can really step up and put up some great numbers. And you're right, when Carter and Alex struggle, which isn't very often, it's nice to have a couple other guys in there who can put up some numbers for us.
Here with Brian Smith, head coach of the Pella bowling teams, as we talk again just over halfway through the season with the postseason looming here in a few weeks, maybe closer to 3 weeks as we're talking. And, we talked about this. You informed me of this, and I may have now realized that we're missing somebody at the top. Taylor Walker graduated with her great career halfway through the season. So obviously you lose one of your top bowlers, but it's also created some opportunity on the girls' side with a lot of maybe less experienced players getting a few more cracks at varsity action. And in fact, still had a chance to break a school record at your most recent meet as well with a Baker series, which involves a lot of teamwork. So, again, you never like to lose athletes, whether it's injury or whatever it might be, in this case, graduation. But with that, some opportunity for the girls to build and get some experience a little bit deeper before the postseason.
You're right. Taylor was a huge part, an integral part of our program, and I was sad to have her graduate, but I'm very happy for her to graduate a semester early. But that does give us opportunities to have McKenna, who's a junior for our program. She's leading our team in average right now at 142. Xavier is a senior as well, but she's averaging just behind McKenna with a 139. She's had a couple of really good matches over the past couple of weeks as well. And then we've got some younger bowlers, some freshmen and sophomores, and then Maddie Holland, who's also a junior, is new to our program this year, and she's really improving as we've gone. Aurora, as I mentioned, has been very solid over the past few weeks. She has some league experience, so bowling wasn't brand new for her. And then Cammie Smith has moved up from JV last year. She's been bowling varsity for us this year, and she's done a nice job. So we've got a lot of girls who are contributing, and one day it's McKenna, the next day it's Xavier, and the next day it's Aurora, and it's great to have that. And honestly, if all of those girls put it together at the same time, they're going to be really scary, and I feel like that's coming up here the next couple of weeks, honestly.
Well, and you do have some meets coming up between now and conference. So for those who don't know, the conference meet will be split between the boys and the girls on Valentine's Day and the following day. State qualifying will then also be split over 2 days on the 17th and 18th of February. But there's still some time in between and some meets. In fact, when this interview airs, you'll be starting up at Cardinal Lanes for a triangular meet, I believe. And then you have a road meet at Bondurant Farrar and then a duel with Norwalk coming up all before conference. So still some time to improve with competition.
Absolutely. And, we've got some matches coming up that we could be really competitive. Knoxville always bowls us well, and they put up good numbers against us. Davis County's got a good program, especially their girls program. They're throwing 2300s on a regular basis. Bondurant Farrar is a good program, and we're bowling there at their place up at the Great Escape, which, whenever we're on the road, that presents its share of challenges. And then Norwalk's had a really good season as well on both teams. I think their boys and girls both beat Newton earlier this season. Newton's got a really good program. Norwalk's very solid. They're a very sound team. So it's good competition, but it's competition that we feel like we could compete against. So I'm feeling really good as we wrap up the next 2-3 weeks of the regular season. I feel really good about making some progress and getting ready for conference and for state qualifier.
Well, should be a whole lot of fun between now and then, and we'll check in when that time comes. It's Brian Smith, head coach of the Pella Bowling Teams. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Brian, appreciate your time, and we'll check in soon. Hopefully get some of the athletes on the air here in the near future as well. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Thanks so much.